some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
They share common interests. Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK. Every weekday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. I know I told you that last segment was about Mike's charity hockey game, but guess what? It wasn't. This one is. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Mike, this weekend,
yes,
you played in a major celebrity benefit hockey game.
It was the benefit hockey game for the Children's Inn at NIH, and it was out here in the Washington area, and we had a great crowd. I was really, I got out there at about 4:45 in the afternoon. That's what time they said to be there. And I did not know. I had not been out to the place, and I had been saying they had TVs. Well, it was perfect, because they had TVs to watch the game.
Tell the truth, you were worried about the turnout, because as it turns out, this hockey game was going to be dovetailing with the end of the Redskins playoff.
Yeah,
game.
I really was worried about, you know, and everybody was worried about there. But the good news was we had standing room only. It was a sellout out there. It was an absolute huge crowd. And it was probably one of the, you know, the biggest crowds in a non, you know, arena place. You know, it was basically an ice rink with bleachers. And they sold the place out. And it was fantastic.
That's great.
They had TVs there. I was going nuts trying to get a score of the game. I was trying to figure out, because we had to be, like, in the locker room at 5 o'clock. And so, you know, when I went into the last time I had contact about with the game, it was 3-0 Redskins. Okay. I missed basically the entire game, and I was trying to find out what was going on. But we had a great crowd out there. It was a terrific turnout. Everybody had a great time. And, you know, there were some of, fans of the show. We get the, you know, there's something. Why is it? I always think of our show, when I'm thinking of the listeners that we are broadcasting to, I'm thinking of the 20-something men. You know, that's really in my mind. You know, the guys that call all the time.
So who showed up?
These youngsters. You know, these young roughies.
Oh,
you know?
Come on. How young?
Well, there was one kid that came. They let the kids come into the locker room to have the players sign autographs during between the breaks when they were making the ice. And you sit down there and the kids would come in. And there's this one kid. I wish I remembered his name. He walks up to me and he says, "I like the Crocodile Hunter. I like it when you do the Crocodile Hunter." And he's like, and it's funny because he's probably 12 or 13 years old. And okay. Then there were two other young roughies that were out there, and they were out in the hallway when I was there. It's just fun. I realized that when we always say from the womb to the tomb, that is true the way people listen to this show. So I was out there, and it was apparent that the game, the last benefit game that I had played, was at a much lower level than this one. This one was going to be more competitive. And I knew, I started to get nervous when I heard some of the players in the locker room making comments like, "Hey, remember last year when we all fell asleep and all us old guys ran out of gas? They almost came back and got us. Yeah, they scored 4 goals in 5 minutes. It was incredible." And I'm sitting there, so, oh my God. I'm saying inside my mind, on the outside I'm laughing, but on the inside I'm saying, they're taking this seriously.
And you, of course, have done zero training for this event, right?
No, the only training I have done is that I have probably fallen off the bandwagon and I smoked a couple of cigarettes. And that does not go with you know, with athletic endeavor. And I actually was worried.
Were you smoking during the game?
No, not during.
When you're out on a shift on the ice?
No, at some point I was thinking maybe I should, but I was not. Nearly. First of all, I was 3 or 4 pounds heavier than the last time I had played. And that particular 3 or 4 pounds made all the difference in the world in as far as stamina. I was winded and sweating when we had the pregame skate.
I was sitting, kind of going,
but I said, let's go. There are more guys. There are more players out here. There were more former NHL guys than I played with in a long time. You know, there were guys like Craig Laughlin. There was guy, you know, Alan Hangsley.
Craig Laughlin, the funny talking guy,
he's
right?
He's the guy that does the color commentary for the Capitals games.
He's the guy that talks
talks like that, and I was in the locker room with him.
And the only thing they put me on his line after I was whining about the fact that I wasn't going to have a number, because they said, hey, Mike, I got your jersey over here, because you get there, and it's not like remember when I used to play on the Washington Capitals alumni team when I was the court jester for that particular group of guys?
Right. Remember?
And they actually, the neatest thing that happened to me was they gave me a jersey with my name on it, which was the coolest thing, because they all have their jerseys with the names on it. Well, this time, it's been a while. I haven't played with the team on a regular basis. So they basically keep a box of jerseys and stockings, hockey socks, for the guys that show up. Well, there were so many guys that showed up this time that the only number they had was number 18, which is Craig Laughlin's number. And I'm sitting next to Craig Laughlin.
And he's a guy who used to play, so you don't want to take his number.
Yes, I felt like an a-hole with that. So I said, hey, I don't want to have one of the players' numbers. I want to have my own number. He said, oh, let me see. Okay, and they look through their little box there, and they say, we got this. And it was a blank jersey.
No number at all.
No number at all. So, I mean, I'm faced with this dilemma. What do I do? Do I go out with the same number of the guy?
Well,
what
number was Craig wearing?
18. And what number did they give me? 18.
So you both wore 18.
Yeah, but his had, Laughlin with 18 on it, and I wore 18 with, nothing on top of it. And it was just, it's obvious when you see me hit the ice, when I start skating around, when I start bringing my fat ass around the rink, that I am not one of the, quote-unquote players.
Magma.
I don't need that exemplified further by... And then we have the pregame introductions. And they say, from the Washington Capitals, you love the forward, Craig Laughlin, hey! And then, the speakers are pointing towards the bleachers. And on my side, it's not in a surround rink. It's one side of the rink is where the crowd is. So I hear, they're not number 18. It's a hard quarter. We wouldn't have the jersey. Unfortunately, it's so please look. And I don't even know when I'm supposed to skate over there next to him, because they're doing this soliloquy about why I'm wearing the same number as he's wearing. So I skate over next to him, and it's kind of like, ha, there he is with the same number, a-hole. Yeah. All right. There you go. And I felt like a doof. I just felt stupid. You know what I mean?
I understand.
When you're playing, you're so insecure anyway. You're
playing with guys who really used to play hockey.
I'm gonna take you right through the reasons that I am so completely insecure, okay? First of all, you're playing with guys that have played. Second of all, you are not an athlete, nor have you ever been an athlete. You played hockey in high school. That was in the 1970s, okay? That was back when you were able to do things. You're not able to do things anymore. Even if you're a normal athletic guy, you're still going to look kind of stupid out there. Sure, there are physical specimens like in their 40s that play. But I'm a 40-year-old guy.
You're no Gordie Howe.
I'm not Gordie Howe. So that's, I got that going for me, which is nice. Then thirdly, I'm just not prepared for that particular competition on that. I've been more prepared for games. I've skated before, leading up to these.
Yeah, there was
no preparation for this. You know what my preparation was? The holidays. New Year's, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Eating, feeding, drinking, smoking. I'm not advocating this lifestyle. I'm trying my damnedest to change things, but I'll tell you right now, I was not ready. And then, the last thing that I will say is, I get along great with these guys, and I've known them for years. Most of them are the guys that play in this alumni team that are still in the area. I've known a lot of these guys for years, and they were all there. And these guys take a great deal of pleasure in busting my balls out
there. Of course.
Which I understand, and I actually
like
it.
You're the DJ.
If they don't do that, I would think something was wrong.
Sure.
I've always said I enjoy that. But you put all of those things together, and then you put a large group of people in this Gardens ice house.
Pucker factor.
There's a huge, huge pucker factor. So I'm sweating before we even get out there. I'm actually nervous. And then I see the bar that we're playing, the nightclub that's going to be our opponent. This bar, I think it's called Coconuts.
Right.
These guys are a better than average hockey team. These guys are actually guys to play. So it's going to be a high level, and I'm just totally, every time I'd skate out there, every time I'd skate a shift, I would look back and, you'd see the guy, here, hey, Mike, and I look and I see like eight of these guys, with their toothless smiles just going, there he goes again. However, I will tell you this.
Yeah, well, here we go.
There was one moment. It was a play. It was the best play that I've ever done. It's the best play I've ever made. in hockey of this at this level, playing with the alumni team. It's the first thing. It was a pass. It was not a goal. It was I went into the corner with this guy, and I got the puck from him, and then I did a behind the back pass that nobody saw coming because they don't. You know, even the guy. It takes the guys from the opposition team. It takes them probably 30 seconds to realize. I'm the guy you don't go near. You don't have to worry about this. Is the, you know, I'm not a factor.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, really, the level is so, it is so separated. These guys flying all over the ice. Even, you know, some of these guys, the older guys, they're flying all over the ice. And me, I'm keeping up. I'm doing everything I can to get. But as far as mobility, shooting, all that, it's like.
Not an offensive
threat. Don't worry. I take the puck from this guy. I do this pass. This pass is so good that the goalie has come out all the way to the left side. And Craig Locken, it just ends up on his stick. And he's got a wide open, empty net. And he throws it into the air with one of the greatest assists in the history
now,
of the game.
How did you do this, though?
How
did you do it?
I have no idea. I really don't. They have the guy that Craig was with, a bunch of the guys from the network that covers the Caps.
HTS.
He had a camera crew out there, and apparently they got it on videotape. And I you know, practically tackled the producer, and I said, you know, get me a copy of this. I want to see what it looks like.
Well, we'd all love to see that.
I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like. But, you know, I also know.
Bring it to the next Vegas-style show. We'll put up on a big screen.
I'd be happy to. I really, because it was the one moment, and the guys, as much as they bust my balls, were really nice to me about it.
That's
great. They were all kind of happy because they were, I think, in a state of semi-shock that I was able to do this. And, you know, it was cool. So I was very, very pleased with the turnout, and I think they raised a lot of money for the Children's NIA.
Oh, good. And you didn't suffer a heart attack.
It was, no, but I, you know, at one point they're going through the room with the TV camera because they're getting they're putting a thing together for home team sports, and you know, I said, I'm really glad that we're associated with a hospital because you are looking at a heart attack in progress because that's how bad. That's
you want to talk to a guy who was there?
Sure, why not?
Here's Mike from DC, who was actually at this game.
Hi, Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Blair Stewart says you're a heck of a hockey skater.
That's one of the former Capitals, Blair Stewart, who
absolutely.
Who actually got a little testy during the game.
Was that the guy you told me got in a fight?
Yeah, a little throwback to the old days, you know, where he got into a little, you know, it was just, you know, it's hockey. So
he got sticked.
Yeah, he got sticked and he got a little testy out there. So
I'm a little disappointed with you, though, Mike.
Why?
Didn't see you at the post-game party. Heard you had to leave after a period and a half.
Yeah, well, actually, two periods. I left after two periods. Yeah, I left after two periods.
Another charity function, another very busy charity.
I can only give so much, sir.
Went up to the Turtle with Stewie after the game, and he's got some choice words for you.
He does?
Oh, yeah, he'd like to speak with you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You mean he's mad at me?
No. He just wants to just give you a few pointers.
Well, they all want to give me pointers.
Well, now, what about Mike's excellent behind-the-back pass?
Did you witness my pass?
I didn't get there till about the middle of the second, so I don't think I saw that, but
I get off the phone.
Right,
I don't want to talk to you unless you saw the great
hold
move.
On. I got a girl here who says it was awesome.
Oh, good.
Hello, Kim.
Yeah. Not a girl, though.
Oh, well, Kim,
that scared me.
Fag are you? My name is Kim. Wait, what are you, Chinese or something?
It's a torturous name.
Kim, all right. Kim.
Hey, I got, you know, there was a lot of mention on the pregame, too, about the, I got it on tape here, if I can get it rolling.
What?
What's Michael Mara, he still could be playing hockey. Final score is 13-8.
The pregame for the Caps game on Sunday. Al Kokin mentioned you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I just
roll that back. Roll that
I
back.
I want to hear that.
Let me roll back again. They mentioned it. It come right after the. They just played the.
It come right after, Mike.
When do it come?
Here, it's coming right. It's right here.
Let's see. If Craig Lachlan had a center iceman as skilled as Michael Mara, he still could be playing hockey.
Yeah! Hey, maybe you got some airtime on HTS.
That's
so
that.
Cool. That's good
for you.
Well, they even aired the interview. They aired the interview from the locker room when you were talking to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have the whole thing on tape.
Oh, good. Well, send it along if you don't mind.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We need your info.
That's cool.
Sure thing.
Need
Hold
the
on
info.
A second.
Sure
thing.
Magma.
Well, I didn't even know that they were doing it for the game the next day.
Very
That's good.
Cool.
So it was, I guess, anybody watching the hockey game. That was cool.
Ha ha.
Huzzah.
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 Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
All right, hold on. Here's a guy who says it was the Caps game.
Okay.
We're going to stay with hockey for a second.
Yeah, what they told me was that the stuff that they were videotaping was primarily to run on the tell screen at the MCI Center.
Well, this guy wants to tell us about Charlie Stossel.
okay,
doing his halftime contest.
Oh, that's right. That's
to
right.
shoot the goal for $1 million at the Caps game. Hello, is this Mike?
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Oh, well, the ultra athlete Charlie Stossel just did stupendous. When he walked out on the ice, he expected everyone to applaud when they announced his name, and you could have heard the crickets. And they put the carpet so the guys wouldn't fall about 10 feet in front of the net. He wound up, missed the puck. It rolled maybe 5 feet, didn't make the net. Then he stomped his foot. He was so angry, and he pretty much went straight down square on his bottom.
Oh! He fell?
Oh, dear.
Yes, he did.
Charlie Stossel fell?
Yes.
Did he fall on the carpeting? Fall on the carpeting? No.
Well, they set the carpet, like I said, about 10 feet in front of the net, so it was a no-brainer to hit the puck into the net to see how fast it would go. The girl that did it before him, because there were four people on the team, a girl went first, she did it. He wound up, stand on the shot, just kind of hit the ice probably a foot behind the puck. The puck dribbled about 5 feet toward the net, didn't go in. He kind of turned sideways and stomped his foot like a little girl, and he hit the ice. His feet went straight up, and he came flat down.
Oh, Jesus. I'd rather see the video of that than Mike making this great pass.
I know.
Jesus
Christ. I can't believe that he fell.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
That's more great ammunition for Stossel's next appearance. Okay, one more call, Mike.
All right.
Here's a guy named Glenn who says he saw the pass.
He saw the pass.
Mike.
Yes?
Hey, that was an awesome pass.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gretzky-like, wasn't it?
Yeah, only those who play could really appreciate it.
That's cool.
What you did was great.
It was so great that I really didn't know what I did.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I didn't have any idea where it was going.
Hey.
I didn't know where it was going. I mean, I really
take
didn't.
It, Mike. Don't complain. You could have had either a great moment like that. How would you like to have a Stossel moment?
Oh, man. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything more embarrassing than if we fell?
I remember you telling me, don't fall.
All right, hold on. I got to go back to the Stossel thing for a second. Candace says Stossel did not fall down at the MCI Center. Candace.
Yes.
What's the deal with Stossel?
He didn't, from my opinion, he didn't fall. He just, like, laid down from embarrassment. You know, like, he just, oh, God, and he hit the carpet. And just laid there for a minute because he was so mortified that he admitted.
Why when we get a call like this, why do I always think we've got a Stossel plant?
Yeah, I think so.
Either way, you know, whether he fell down or just laid down.
The thing is, you don't lay down on an ice hockey rink.
I know.
You don't. No matter how embarrassed you are, you don't lay down.
Right.
That was the opinion I got.
It
didn't look like he slipped. Like his feet went out from under him and he fell.
Did he stomp his feet like a girl?
Maybe. I don't remember, but...
Okay, that means yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Candace.
Bye.
More reason to torture Charlie.
All right, well, that'll be Friday's episode. You know, every week we come up with something new to talk to Charlie Stossel about. Huh?
Just the stomping the feet like a girl works.
Well, congrats to you.
Thank you very much.
Congrats to Charlie Stossel.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. Don and Mike all afternoon. Washington Superstation. 106.7 WJFK.
What do you think you're doing?
Going online. You?
Downloading a proposal.
Well, I'm researching a project.
Guess we have a problem.
We?
Relax, cowboys. Every computer in the house has DSL.
Sign up for Verizon Online DSL with MSN Premium and get a wireless home networking router free with $99 rebate. It lets you connect your DSL to multiple computers in your home for as low as $29.95 a month. Our best price ever.
To sign up and get your wireless router, call 1-800-PICK-DSL or visit Verizon.com/PICK-DSL and put an end to internet showdowns.
Who wants the last donut?
Guess we have a problem.
I don't think so.
Verizon. Make progress every day.
$29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. Taxes and shipping and handling charges apply. Limit one rebate per household. Rebate offer limited to Verizon residential telephone customers ordering new DSL service. 30 days of DSL service required for rebate. Home networking requires purchase of router and other equipment sold separately. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Offer expires 7/17/04.
As an American, you have certain inalienable rights. The right to own a car, and the right to grab the kids, jump in that car, crank up the stereo, and take a historic road trip through Philadelphia and its